continuing in our companioning series, we've been able to look at a number of features of the relationship that God has first with us. And then the ways that God companions us helps empower us and encourage us and bring characteristics out of each of us that we can then share with others to have really beautiful, healthy relationships as companions with those around us too. Whether it starts with the relationships that we already have, we can bring some extra resources and gifts into those relationships, or there are things that we can share with those around us because we know that in the world, it needs God, it needs the beauty of God's relationship, and that thankfully God sometimes uses us to bring those gifts to each other as well. So if we can bring up the slide, I'll just give us a reminder of some of the things we've been looking at. We looked at how companion relationships have aspects of holy listening, a readiness to connect with other people and know exactly where they're coming from, not necessarily project things on them. Companioning involves mutual vulnerability, and so it's not always easy, but knowing that we can be safe, even to be the parts of ourselves that can feel a little bit weak or a little bit worried or whatever that might be, that companioning uses those actually not to be deficits, but to be strengths of beautiful relationships. And then we're able to help each other from that place. That help comes in a collaborative way, not just one person doing everything. So even if there might be seasons where we say, you know, this person has a little bit more of need of helpfulness, God can help me support them, but I know that they're going to support me back when the season is right. Or I know even when I'm helping them, that one of the gifts I can give is to say, you might be feeling like you're having a really hard time right now, but you have more capacity than you know. God is walking with you, and God can bring things out of you, even when you're feeling like you're needing that support. And in all of those characteristics, we can remember to do what we can. It's all right to remember our boundaries. God fills those in, so we don't have to feel like every companioning is supposed to be overwhelming. Do what we can, wherever we are. We can start with just the relationships around us. It doesn't always have to be a giant new thing for it to be a companion. And we do that with those who God is walking with, so that we know that God is with us. And we are open to seeing what God has ready for those relationships next. But we know that we'll run into detours or obstacles. We might have to navigate our ways around. But because God is walking with us and we can walk with each other too, we know even if that takes us to unexpected places, that God's going to be using that to form us all up. Those are, I hope, really beautiful, encouraging things that we can learn from Scripture, that we know God starts with in His relationship with us, and that then God helps us to have in our relationships with each other as gifts, things that we can be encouraged by, even as we also offer it to others. But I think one of the things I've been really thankful in particular that this companioning series has featured companions in giving this message. Elena shared beautiful things. Robin has shared beautiful things. I'm like spacing out all of a sudden. Katie has shared beautiful things. So many examples of Wendy and Peggy shared things about their companioning. We are companioning family to begin with, and so it's good and right that we're hearing from as many of us as possible for the ways that God has drawn us out for each of us. We're going to do that again today with Jeannie, and I think one of the gifts that she really has is that knowledge of what does it look like to sustain ourselves as we go through this, tap back into those resources that God has, to make it so that we're able to support each other even when things get difficult. And so she's going to tell us about how God gives us those gifts of self-care so that we can continue to care for each other. And I know it's going to be engaging, wise, and fun, and I can't wait.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
Okay.
As always, self-care is not selfish, but it very much wrapped in with Robin and the kids. By the way, they covered most of what I'm going to say, so I'll keep this real short. They did most of it for me. You cannot pour from an empty cup. We've been talking about companioning for several weeks, and in one way or another, sometimes without knowing it, we've all been a companion at some point in our lives. Sometimes we give, other times we receive companioning. But at times, our energy runs low, and we just don't know how much more we can do. even happens to me, believe it or not. Hopefully, before you get to that point, you will slow down and practice some self-care. Because as much as we want to sometimes, we cannot pour from an empty cup. Now, I'm going to basically do this message as I do one of my yoga classes. So I'm going to offer some self-care tips, and I invite you to try them. Some may work for you, some may not. But everything that I say from up here, and Jenny's smiling because she's heard this once or twice before, is only a suggestion. If what I say does not work for you, let it go. Don't do it. I will not be offended. Maybe there's another practice that you already have in your life that works for you. Do that instead. So I would like to start with a simple breathing exercise. And I say simple. Why? We all breathe. Especially those in the choir, they have to really, you know, ramp it up. So, when our stress levels go up, oftentimes our breathing is challenged. When things get hard, sometimes we forget to breathe and we need to be reminded. How many of us have seen something or watched something or heard something and our first reaction is go, and hold our breath? Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of nodding and smiling, and So, if you feel comfortable doing so, please join me in the following. Take a deep breath in. Hold it just for a moment, and then exhale fully. If it helps, you can count during the inhale and the exhale. For example, inhale to a count of four. So inhale, two, three, four, pause for a moment, then exhale to a count of six, two, three, four, five, six. Why, you might ask, and you can continue that if you'd like, why, you might ask, is my exhale longer than my inhale? Because during times of tension and stress, we do not fully exhale. If we do not fully empty our lungs, our next inhale will not fill our lungs. So practice. Let's try another one. Sit up nice and tall. See, audience participation. I can already see. This way I know nobody will sleep during my message. So sit up nice and tall. If you wish to, one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly so you can feel the rise and fall. Inhale. Two. Three. Four. Pause, then exhale, two, three, four, five, six, inhale, and keep going like that. Do you feel like you get a little more oxygen in your lungs after the longer exhale? Maybe you guys should do that as a warm-up before you sit down. And then I'm going to ask you to do it one more time. And this time, try to relax something in your body. Maybe on the exhale, you relax the shoulders. I focus a lot on shoulders because I'm one of these who tends to walk around like, you know, Quasimodo. So tend to try to relax the shoulders. Maybe relax the neck. Maybe the muscles on the side of the face. So we're going to do it one more time and see what you can relax on the exhale. So inhale and exhale. See what you can relax. Feel the shoulders going down. Feel the jaw softening. All right. How do you feel now? Self-care is not a new idea. It receives several mentions in the Bible. You probably wonder how those Bible verses are pulling into a message about self-care. So, Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. This verse might be like a key verse for companioning. As we walk with others, the walk will refresh and renew us. Sometimes it happens that we're doing companioning without even realizing what we are doing. there have been some amazing connections made through the garden, through little meetings, maybe even in a board meeting. I'm going to leave that one alone, but I find that in my yoga classes, sometimes it's after class, when everybody's relaxed and we'll sit around and chat, there are some real connections that are being made due to shared experiences. So we leave refreshed and with our cup refilled. Proverbs 31:17. I love that it says, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. Well, could she do this if she didn't take care of herself? Could she do this alone? Maybe she's vigorous about her work so that she can have a break and have a coffee with a friend later in the day. I like to think of it that way. Matthew 5:14 tells us, you are the light of the world. I love this. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. You are the light of the world. Wow. But in order to keep our light burning, we must tend to the lamp. The choir does an anthem about keep your lamp turned and burning. And that was playing through my head if I was writing this part of the message. Our lamp will not shine if we don't turn the wick, keep it filled with oil, and tend to it on a regular basis. Just as our minds and bodies will not work effectively if we do not care for them. 1 Corinthians, the reading there, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I saw Amy smiling when Katie read that. There it is. Honor God with your bodies. Do not abuse or neglect yourself. Although the body will let you know, we have built-in biofeedback systems for that. Too much yard work. You get up the next morning and you're like, oh, my back hurts. Or my shoulders hurt. Something like that. Burn the candle at both ends. And you may end up having to stay in bed for a couple of days because your body will tell you that it needs rest. It needs time to recover. And it's not just in the Bible that we are encouraged to practice self-care. From the Buddha, we have, to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. And one last reminder, this is from B.K.S. Iyengar, one of the persons responsible for making yoga asana popular in the West. Health is a state of complete harmony of the body, mind, and spirit. When one is free from physical disabilities and mental distractions, the gates of the soul are open. How cool is that? So what does self-care look like? Well, first of all, I'm going to share another quick exercise. And I'm going to come up here so the choir can see me too. If you're wearing glasses, this really works better if you take your glasses off. Take the palms of your hands, put them together. Wrap up. Create some friction. Create some heat. My hands are freezing cold, so this may take me a little longer. And place your hands so that the heels of the hands are on your cheekbone, the thumbs are at your temples, and the fingers wrapped around your forehead. Feel the heat from the palms of your hands radiating into your face. Perhaps you'll feel the skin on your forehead start to relax. Maybe your jaw starts to relax. Maybe you even start to feel a little sleepy. But just breathe into that for a couple of moments.
And when you're ready, let that go.
I want to see who comes out smiling.
If anybody just tuned into Facebook and saw that our hands over there, our faces, they're probably wondering what's going on.
But remember, anything I say here is just a suggestion.
So what does self-care look like? Well, that may vary greatly from one person to the next,
and even from day to day. Some days, self-care may be, all right, I'm up, I'm going to get my sneakers on, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to hit the treadmill, and I'm going to lift weights. And
other days, self-care may look like picking up a book and a cup of tea and going outside and sitting on your porch. Mama said there'd be days like this.
Other days, self-care may be about what you don't do. It may mean you don't turn on the news in the morning. It may mean turning your phone off, putting it down, and not checking your social media accounts. There are days when self-care may be you don't engage with a person who is challenging you in your life right now. You put that off for a little bit. Either way, self-care involves slowing down, listening to your body, listening to your mind, noticing the breath. And often the hardest part of self-care is knowing that we need to do something and then actually setting an intention and doing it. I encourage you to find something you like to do, something that brings peace to your body and mind. Do it. Make self-care, make this thing that brings you peace a priority in your life. Fill your cup so that you can share with others. One last quick exercise. Lord, very nice, so far I can see. Take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder. Take your left hand, put it on your right shoulder. Gently ease the corners of your mouth up towards your cheekbone. And squeeze. Give yourself a hug.
For some of us, after 2 years of pandemic, that may be the closest we've gotten in quite a while. In closing, I would like to thank you for sharing your practice with me and allowing me to share my joy with you. As we talked about the light under the bushel, the light in me sees and honors the light in all of you. And I would like to leave you with the beautiful words of Maya Angelou. I have learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. I hope you all feel better.
Thanks so much, Jeannie. I think this is a good thing for us to remember, too, as we think about transitioning into our time of offering. We think about what God has given us, and that's what allows us to give anything of ourselves, whatever it might be. And we'll have God pray for that as we move forward.